This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Why you're too quiet? Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana innaka sami'un mujibu al-dua. Allahumma anni ya'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'ain la yusma' ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So today inshallah is going to be different. It's basically the most frequent questions I get, and I'm sure most of you ask. So before I tell you what are these questions, who want to tell you the most common question that you hear in Ramadan? No, because everybody will know. Thank you. Right, so will the eye drop, right. So what's going to break my fast? But I made it specifically for women. If you read the title, Women Ask, because these are general questions, everybody. Specifically, Women Ask, the commonest questions. Thank you. Can I take medicine to delay my cycle? Huh? Okay. So I divided them because they are only 10. I think the list had maybe, I don't know how many they send me, but I divided them to topics. So it is related to everybody. Because if you're going to talk about menstruation, those of you who haven't had it yet, or they already passed it, well, it's not related to me. So I divided to menstruation. Well, actually, the first question is, you may not all of you think of it, but I hear it. Why I cannot fast when I have my menstruation? It's Ramadan. It's very hard for me to do it again. You may sound surprised, but I've heard it. And we cannot just say because. Number one, whenever somebody asks you a question that you never thought anybody will ask, don't belittle them. They are, especially if it is the younger generation. You know what? They are very different than you and me. And it's very different where they are growing and what they hear and what they see. We didn't have social media when I was your age. If I had social media when I was your age, I don't know how I would turn. Right? Honestly. So we have to listen to everything they say. You know, if it's simple, alhamdulillah, I need sometimes people to remind me of the simple things. If it is, how dare, if I have asked it when I was her age, how dare you ask? Well, things has changed. So any question you get, take it. And if you don't know, say, I don't know. I'm going to go and check. But never belittle somebody who's asking you, because they will never ask you again. They're going to go and ask somebody, most probably don't know, and they will get not the right answer. So the number one question is it related to menstruation as a woman? Why I cannot fast? Right? There's nothing in the Quran says I can't fast. You hear this. And the answer is, there is nothing in the Quran says I cannot fast. It's true. It is true. There's only one verse in the Quran about menstruation. Only one. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ It's in Surah Al-Baqarah 185. They ask you about menstruation. Say, meaning Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, tell them it's pain, it's discomfort. Allah call it adha. Pain, discomfort, something we don't like. You all agree with me. But then what did Allah say? He didn't say don't pray. He didn't say don't fast. So you can't say it's in the Quran. Because if somebody knows the Quran more than you, you're done. I was like, oh no, here is the verse. And Allah didn't say, don't fast, don't pray. Allah, the only thing here he said, don't get close to the woman during menstruation, meaning intimate relationship. And then when it is done, and they have done the Islamic bath, you can resume the relationship. What about fasting? And what about salah? Combine them. Because that's always the other issue. Everybody in the masjid praying taraweeh, and I am staying home. What do you respond? It's a hadith from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What did he say? So actually, it is not from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, now we are guessing. That's our problem. This is when you answer, imagine somebody in front of you know a little bit more than you. Or they don't know. But they're just challenging you. And if you are not confident about what you are saying, nobody will listen to you. It's actually not a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a hadith said by Sayyidah Aisha in more than one thing. Because the question came to her, why listen to the hadith? The woman asked her, it's actually her helper, asked her, why the woman during menstruation does not make up the salah, but makes up the fasting? So there was nothing from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She responded, we were at the time with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We get our cycle, and he ordered us to make up our salah, but not make up our fasting, meaning we did not fast. And we did not pray. Sunnah, this is something for all of you to learn. Sunnah is not only what he said. It's not only what he said. Is what he said, and the second one, what he did, and the third one, what he approved. So if somebody in front of him, let's say a girl sitting on the floor like this, and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was there, he didn't say anything, but she was sitting. And he didn't say, don't do it. That means he approved it. So he approved, that's what she told her. She said, that's what we did at the time of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Obviously, he ordered them, or he explained to them. For salah, it's very clear. Because another woman, when it came about abnormal bleeding, she came to him and asked him, what do I do? I am a woman who bleeds all the time. He said, when the time of your cycle comes in, stay away from salah. So that we know. But the fasting was in this hadith. Now, very important for everybody, young and not very young, because now I'm hearing it also from not the very young people. Whenever my deen, Islam, you know what is really, the real meaning of Islam is what? Submit to the will of Allah. And Allah said this verse, beautiful, Surah Al-Ahzab, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. And they said, no believing men and women, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them both. When Allah decrees something, or when Allah orders something, they have no choice. Meaning, you have no choice but to submit to the will of Allah. Not everything I'm going to understand. And even harder, not everything I like, or I want to do, or everybody else is doing. Most of what we are doing, how many people does what we do as a woman? But that's what Allah said. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. So when I come to Ramadan, why I cannot fast? My immediate answer is Allah said so. Where in the Quran? No, in the Sunnah. So that's the first question. And it again, it is common. I've heard it about Salah also. And that's why I am combining them. So that's number one. The next, and if the woman say, I'm sorry, I love to fast, I'm not convinced. Again, maybe not you, but in general. The answer to her, you are disobeying Allah and what you are doing is haram. That's the word the scholar used. It's not my word. All consensus, if the woman during her menstruation fast or pray, she is disobeying Allah and she is doing something haram. So imagine the woman says, but I love salah, I want to be close to Allah. My answer to her, and I'm going to come to it later in another question, my answer is you're going to be much closer to Allah when you do not pray and when you do not fast. The same thing when somebody who has chronic illness, and I see this all the time. Right? But it's Ramadan. I said, wallahi, I know it's Ramadan. But when Allah said, if you are sick and fasting will make your disease or make your health worse, the order is to break your fast. You're obeying Allah when you break your fast. If you don't break your fast, you're disobeying Allah. So al-ibadah, this is something for everybody. Act of worship is not what I like, or what everybody else is doing. The act of worship is what Allah said and ordered, which usually mean Allah-like. So that's the first question. Second one that comes in. Oh, and they said, this is a nice thing. I looked it up and I was like, maybe somebody will think of it. Why did Allah did not want me to fast? Why? The usual correct answer. I have no idea. Because that's actually most of the scholars said it. I looked it up clearly and I even can tell you who said it. I mean, real scholars, they said, لِحِكْمَةٍ يَعْلَمُهَ اللَّهِ. There is a wisdom only Allah knows about. I don't have to understand everything. But again, we are in a day and time, I'm not convinced, convince me. This is why it's becoming harder. But I'm going to say, I don't know. If he wanted to teach me, he would have taught me. He would have made one of these his scholar. Second, couple of them later on, they said, menstruation, as Allah described it in the Quran, as adha. It's pain, it's discomfort. Talk to somebody who has severe pain or a woman who bleeds very heavily and she has anemia. And they said, out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasting is not something very easy. And he made it easier on her. Look at that, you put a smile on your face. Alhamdulillah. But I don't use this number one. Why? Because some people says, no, my cycle is absolutely fine. I have no problem. I don't even feel it. We are by nature argumentative, not woman, everybody. Allah said it in Surah Al-Kahf. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. And a human being was extremely argumentative. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used this verse when Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima were asking him to have a helper. And then he just, when he told her, you know, say subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, she was not very, he moved and he said, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Human being by nature argue a lot. So the number one is Allah said so. Number two is probably a rahmah for us. طيب. Second question, which is, has so many issues. What can I do when I'm menstruating in Ramadan? I get this so many times. My cycle is 15 days. There is women, their cycles 10 or 11 or 12. What do I do? I can't fast. I can't go to the masjid. I can't listen to Taraweeh. And I cannot pray. What's left from Ramadan? Number one, before you tell her what to do, change the way you think. What is ibadah? No, that's not ibadah. That's ta'a. Worship is ibadah. What does it mean? No, I don't want everything. I need detail. Because if you tell everything to her, she says, what is everything? When you answer as a person answering a question, give us detail. Talk to my brain. So what do everything? I can't pray. I can't fast. I can't go to the masjid. I can't pray Taraweeh. What is left from Ramadan? And they are sad. I mean, the people really are crying. You give them the definition of ibadah. That's Imam Ibn Taymiyyah gave it. And to make your life very easy, because that's related to another question, comes in. It came from a student. Al-ibadah, act of worship. Don't define it salah and siyam. That's it. Really? What is the big deal then? Al-ibadah ismun jami'un. It's a name that contains all the following. What is the following? Kullu ma yuhibbuhu Allah wa yardah. Everything Allah loves. And pay attention to the next one. Pleased with. External and internal. Saying and actions. It's six things. Remember that. Actions and sayings. External and internal, Allah loves and pleased with. I'll give you an example. Saying yes to your parents, since I have a good amount of youth, and you don't like it, and you're not convinced what mom is saying. But you're going to say, is that a saying? Yes. Is that pleasing to Allah? Yes. Does Allah loves it? Yes. Is that external? Yes. That's an act of worship. Act of worship. I didn't pray, I didn't fast, I didn't go to the masjid, I did not read Quran during my cycle. 3, 4, 5 yes to your parents, you prayed 5 salah. I have a lot of other examples, but I want the examples applies to every age in this room. We need to change the meaning of ibadah. Because sometimes I am in an external act of ibadah, I'm praying, but I'm not pleasing Allah. Yes or no, right? Or I am doing it, but not the way Allah ordered me to do, according to what I like. That's not an act of worship. So what does the menstruating woman? Number one, look at all the other acts of worship, right? Next door neighbor, old person, living alone. You're going to go and spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes sitting with her, Muslim or non-Muslim, Muslim even better. Act of worship. We don't think of it. It's an act of worship. But while you're doing it, you have to put your niyyah. Not because I love her, not because she's nice, not because she did this before. It has to be for Allah. Because Allah taught me through Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, take care of your neighbors, and the right of the neighbor is even sometimes more than the right of the person, your blood relative. That became an act of worship. So when I have everybody from now, from today, put a list of the things you're going to do or say, or don't do and say, that's going to be absolute acts of worship. That's usually when you're having your cycle, you don't have time to do it. Because the time is very tight in Ramadan, right? Especially if you're working, whether inside the house or outside, or these days all the students are in colleges and in schools, we don't have this luxury. And you have to take care of the family, and then you have to run to the masjid, or you want to do your taraweeh, you need to sleep, get up for suhoor, all these. Now Allah lift this up from you for about a week. Now your time, you will have time to sit for fajr, but you're not praying, but you're going to do your adhkar, your proper remembrance of Allah. I'll remind you of this beautiful hadith that is going to make the scale very heavy. Probably more than 20 ruka'at that you will pray in the masjid. What is it? Kalimatan, khafifatani ala al-lisan, thaqilatani fil mizan, habibatani ila al-rahman. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhana rabbiya al-azim. Two statements, very light on the tongue, very heavy in the scale, and very beloved to al-rahman. In the hadith, he didn't use Allah, he used al-rahman, the most merciful. What are they? Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhana rabbiya al-azim. How many of us say it in the day? Don't show me hands, because I can guess. Here you go, put it in that day. I'm not going to go to the masjid. Everybody is going to go to the masjid. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to have my peace of mind, right? And I don't have to take care of this or that. I'm going to sit in my room, on my sajada. I'm not praying, but I'm doing another form of ibadah. And I'm just going to be doing my dhikr. Subhanallah, bihamdi, how much istighfar we have to do? How many times we have to ask Allah for forgiveness? Salah ala nabi, alayhi salatu wassalam. 100, 200, 1,000, whatever Allah opens for you. This by itself, if you sat, see if you can do that. Taraweeh starts normally, takes about hour, hour and a half, right? Maybe 2 hours, I don't know. Let's assume 2 hours. Can you sit on that sajada in your home for 2 hours doing dhikr? Then that's ibadatul hawa, what I call it. You go to the masjid because 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, I'm not going to put them. One of them is to pray taraweeh for sure. Versus I'm sitting on that sajada, turn off my phone, and I am crying because I can't go to the masjid. What Allah says, that's another form of ibadah, dude. Or even better, you have your friend who has children and it's not her monthly time. Can you take all the children and you babysit them and tell her, go and enjoy your taraweeh for a change? That's an act of ibadah because you helped somebody to worship Allah. Did you see? So many options we can do, but we are so limited. You can't fast, which means you have more energy. Then you can cook for somebody. Tell her, don't cook today. Don't cook today. You know what? Rest today. I'll send you the food before iftar. What kind of rewards you will get? So I don't want to hear, or I don't want you to let yourself say, what I am going to do? What are you going to do? Put a list. Outside salah, outside siyam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So that's the second question, which is related to another one, but I'll come to it. How about reading Quran? There was two questions about it. One is, can I read it during menstruation? Second one is, will I get the same reward if I read it from the phone or from the tablets versus I'm reading it from the Quran? Let's start to the first one. Majority of the opinion accepted Imam Malik. He said, you cannot. Don't ask me why. Back to the beginning. Accept Allah's order. Yani by Allah, and I'm going to challenge you here. Everybody in this room, don't show me hands. Every single day, you read at least 30 minutes of the Quran, every single day. So when Ramadan comes in and you are not reading the Quran for 5 days, you start making it the end of the world. Again, I'm speaking with you very truthfully because I see it. So number one, reading from the Quran, there is a more than one contemporary opinion. They said they are challenging this because the hadith is weak. But I always like to play it safe. Don't read it from the Quran itself. And don't read with moving your lips. By the way, if you don't move your lips, it's not reading. You have to move your lips. In fact, you have to move your tongue, actually, they say. تحريك الرسان is reading. So if you're looking at the Quran, you're not moving your tongue, you're not reading. But you're reading with your eyes, but doesn't count as reading. You're not disobeying Allah. And if I read it, and touching the Quran also, almost all of them say, the woman during her menses should not touch the Quran. Okay, can I do it with from the phone? The answer is absolutely yes. Clear? Is it the same reward? Yes or no? Bismillah. Who said yes? Same reward. Three fuqaha. And who says no? It's not the same. One faqih. And the rest is Allahu A'lam. Alhamdulillah. I'm very happy. Okay. What do you think the answer is? No. Again, when you see how scholars look at things, it's very different. They don't look at things abstract. Yes and no. What about the blind person? So the blind person will not take the same reward? What about a person who doesn't know how to read? You think they don't exist? They do. How about somebody who don't know how to read Arabic? That's very common. This is how they said. And I loved it when I was reading it. They say, which one will bring you closer to Allah? Which one will make you feel the Quran more is the recommended. Because the argument was also, should the woman, the hafidha, read from the memory or she should read from the Quran? Yani she knows it, but is it looking at the Quran will give her more rewards? Did you look at that point? And they said, it doesn't matter. If you're, whichever makes you feel it, whichever makes you understand and reflect, do it. Highest level, which I was advised by one of my teachers, again, I'm going to give you highest level and see what you can do. And I've seen it done by my teachers. They do three khatma in Ramadan. One in the car by listening. So you drive. And one by reading. And one by, the reading is usually contemplation. They are all huffaz, of course. One to contemplate and one to read. So they will have it all. Have it all. So one, you listen. You're driving, you are walking, you're exercising, you're walking, you're going to do your things. Make it as a khatma. You start, you know, you have it on your phone, keep listening. That's one. And this helps you a lot when you are menstruating because you are absolutely fine with that. You're cooking, you're cleaning, you're going to bring your child, you are driving to school. These are all times that we waste a lot. If we look at how much time we spend in this, it will be at least an hour, if not more, a day. Actually, it's definitely more in this estate. So you can do one by listening. Choose your favorite reciter and listen to him. Second is you read with contemplations, which means you're going to read in translation if you don't know the Arabic. And the third one, you read in the Arabic for the reading. Or if you are a hafidha, of course, you will review. And then you are done. You can do it when you are still menstruating. When you are very super busy. Everybody these days put this in their ears. What they are doing. What they are doing. And then they ask me, is music haram? Put it and listen to the Quran. And this is actually one of the ways, bi-idhnillah, training camp is Ramadan, is to remove the singing from your heart. Is that you try not to do it in Ramadan, because Ramadan is easier. All the acts of worship is easier in Ramadan. The barakah, as we call it, Ramadan. Try not to listen to anything other than the Quran. And see what will happen to this heart. And then you can do this. And when you are menstruating or when you are not.
Okay. Will I get the same reward? Now, this is somebody who really cares about the reward. Will I get the same reward if I'm not able to fast all Ramadan? Whether I'm traveling, whether it's again menstruation, whether I'm sick. Now everybody is quiet and thinking. Bismillah. I'm not looking at what they are saying online. So someone gets sick. I got COVID last year. Couldn't fast for 5 days. Is my reward less? More? Same? Bismillah, bismillah. I was going to ask the same thing. Who says it is less? No faqih, alhamdulillah. Who says, yes, it is the same? طيب. Who say it's for sure more? طيب. So those who said more, why? So why when I got sick, I'll get more reward than when you are fasting and you are not sick? Don't mix up things. Kafara has nothing to do with reward. Yeah, so, naam? طيب, and then he will get more reward for the person who's struggling and fasting 15 hours. The reward is not from me or you. لا نتأول على الله. Don't think, Allah knows. However, your state with fasting or not fasting will dictate your reward. Because the person who's fasting, he's obeying or she's obeying Allah. And the person who's not fasting for a reason also is obeying Allah, right? I just told you, the menstruating woman, she wants to fast, but Allah said no. If you are sick, if you are traveling and the travel put hardship on you, you are absolutely allowed, right? So these both, the idea is the same. What makes that takes you, and you really need to think of this. Everybody in this room, let's assume everybody will be alhamdulillah healthy and it's not their menstruating day and they're not traveling. So everybody in this room will fast, right? Alhamdulillah. Are we all going to get the same reward? Why not? La, intention, they are fasting Ramadan for Allah. Nothing to do with intention. Never say intention because only Allah knows the intention. I never can judge your intention. But it depends what kind of fasting I am fasting. If I did not eat and drink from morning to evening, and I backbited everybody, and I heard this, and I heard that, right? And the moment I broke my fast, I start doing all the haram things that alone I am fasting, then the only thing I got is hunger and thirst. Versus I am not fasting, because Allah told me not to, or I couldn't, but every moment of that day, of the fasting, I'm obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we the same? Or the person who's sick or menstruating, huff and puff all day, why this happened? Why in Ramadan? It's going to be too tough for me to make it up. And the person who's fasting, and it's very difficult with everything, but she's so happy it's Ramadan and she's fasting. Are they the same? So it is not the fact you're not eating and drinking. The fact is, where is your heart? Are you a different person in Ramadan when you are fasting than when you are now? That's you answer. Does Ramadan really bring the best in you? Does Ramadan really changes you? Again, don't say yes or no, not to me, because he's seeing me and he's seeing you. So the person who fasts and the person doesn't fast for a reason, not fast, doesn't fast just because, but a valid reason, they are both could be the same, could be both higher, could be both lower, one could be better than the other. Which means the message for everybody. What are you doing in your fasting? And some of you may not have attended on Saturday. There's three levels of fasting. The fasting of everyone, Sawm al-Awam, everybody, don't eat, don't drink, don't have a relationship from the Fajr to sunset, hada everybody. The whole millions that are fasting. But then there's the second one, Sawm al-Khawas is special. Were that person fasting external, what we need to fast from, but they are fasting from every haram. It shocked me, yani honestly, and I don't mean you, but I've seen it everywhere, including in the haram, where people, they broke their fast. They come to the masjid, whether here or there or in the haram, right? And it's not easy, even here, even if you live next to the masjid, it's still not easy, right? And you come to the masjid, or you travel and you go to the haram, and Taraweeh is being read, and I'm sitting and talking to the person next to me. Let alone I'm backbiting people or talking negative about people. What kind of a fasting is this? What kind of coming to the masjid? Let alone I'm coming to the masjid, and the masjid is mine, and I'm hurting everybody. I'm bringing my tea and I'm talking to you, you know, next to me. Imam is reading. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. You need to be crying. And I'm sipping my tea and talking to my friend in the musalla. So make sure you move everybody at least. I will say make it 30 days, but at least half of it where your fasting is the fasting of the special. You will not see haram. You're not going to break your fast and you're going to sit in front of that TV and you're going to see all whatever they put there. Subhanallah, how shaitan is operating these days, that the best haram is in Ramadan. If there is a word called best haram, but you know what I mean. Right? And people wait for it. Wait for it. People don't go for Taraweeh to watch this and that. Everybody according to their age. Whether it's on social media, whether it is with friends, whether it is with friends, whether it's in the masjid or outside. No, we're going to move it. We're going to move to make it a fasting that I am going to fast from haram. Because fasting is holding, is abstaining. That's the meaning of the word fasting, is to abstain. I'm going to abstain from haram. Haram in my dress code, haram in the way I talk, haram in the wasting, haram in food, haram in everything. I'm going to put the haram as the filter in everything I do or I say. You leave the masjid, again, I'm just assuming because I've seen it other places. I haven't seen it here. But you leave the masjid as everybody throw things on the floor. Who's going to clean after you? Well, there's a cleaning person, that's why we donate. Really? That's what you do for the house of Allah? If I come to your home and that's what I do to your home, will you invite me again? What are you going to say about me when I leave? I come to your home, you invited me, you honored me, you cooked for me, right? And then I eat and I throw everything on the floor, let alone my child do that. What do you say? How can I do this in the house of Allah? It is not a party. The Taraweeh is not party. Taraweeh is... Why it's called Taraweeh? Does anyone know? Why it's called Taraweeh? I said it yesterday in the Young Professional, so don't answer. Why it's called Taraweeh? Why it's called Taraweeh? Anybody? Because you, between every four, you take a break. That's called Taraweeh. Why do you need a break? Because it's a hard work. It's a hard work. Yani هنا الإمام reads one page where everybody starts huffing and puffing. Right? They used to read long and you feel it. So you're coming. And the masjid have done so many things for you to make it comfortable. And then you تَعِيثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادَ, or I let my children تَعِيثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادَ. Don't do that. Then you're not, your fasting is not special. You fasted, your fast is accepted. Alhamdulillah. But you're not special. Ordinary. Let alone the highest level. May Allah give me, I always say, Rabbi, one day of this, and then I'm ready to go back. And that is when you fast from anything other than Allah. Anything. You're not going to think about this and that. Or plan this and this. You do your usual, what you need to do. But your heart is only focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question was, if I remember now, I think I went to, is the reward the same for using the Mus'haf or for using the Qur'an? And do we get the reward the same if I cannot fast? Should I go to Taraweeh or stay home? That's a usual question I get. There's three things. And again, I may be very direct with you today, but I really think we all need to hear it. Sayyida Aisha said a hadith after Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam died. And I want every woman, and it's about woman coming from a woman, coming from the most knowledgeable woman in the Islamic history. She looked at the woman in the masjid and she said the following. She said, if a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will see what the woman did in masajid, he would have prevented them from coming. When I did this hadith, I say, let him come and see these days. Let him come and see these days. I come and dress as if I'm going to Walmart or I'm going to any grocery shop. It's the house of Allah. I come and run and laugh and talk to people. It's the house of Allah. You don't do this in people's house. Loud, laughing, talking on the phone, dressing not properly, full makeup, jewelry, perfume. Where are you going? Where are you going? It's the house of Allah. It's not going to make you closer to Allah this way. On the contrary. Again, I'm not talking about anybody, but we see it everywhere. It's becoming the norm. And that's what she said less than 50 years after Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She died less than 50 years after. If he saw what the woman did after him, he would have prevented them from coming to the masjid. And sometimes, and I am absolutely with the woman coming to the masjid, where will I learn my deen? Where will I meet the Muslims? Where will I feel I'm not alone? It's only in the masjid. But sometimes when I see what I see, I say she was right. Let's do it differently this year. Let's put a title to each one of us saying this to Allah, not to anybody. I am going to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan of my life. And I'm not talking about fasting only, but I'm going to talk about my conduct everywhere. Even my conduct in my workplace, at school, let alone when I come to the masjid. Show Allah the best of you before you leave the house. Don't tell me I just came from work. You just came from work? Put something in your car that when you look at the mirror, you say, Allah, I can pray with it. Change. Masjid is the house of Allah. So is Taraweeh better in the house or in the masjid? Technically, of course in the masjid, because the jama'ah. Because praying with jama'ah, you will get 23 to 27 more. But if I'm coming to the masjid in a way, a shape, a form, acting inside the masjid, disobeying Allah, then no, stay home. Stay home. Also, if you are a person where your heart will be more connected. Some people say in the masjid, and a good number of people say alone with Allah. That's you decide. But don't come, please. Don't make it social gathering. It is not. Don't come to the masjid to meet your friends. Meet them after Taraweeh. Meet them during the weekend. Meet them after Ramadan. Don't bring your chai, and coffee and food. You will not be fasting the special. Go against your nafs. Keep saying it to yourself. As you are saying it, they will listen to you. They will hear it. I am going to the house of Allah. I'm going to make this day the best Taraweeh. I'm going to be sitting in that corner, not speaking to anybody. I'm not taking my phone with me. I'm going to leave it in the car. Nobody will die. Don't worry. Honestly, any distraction, phone is a huge distraction to all of us. I'm not going to take it. I'm going to leave it in the car. You are worried in the Taraweeh, in the break they give you, go and check if there is anything really important. But don't put the, I have seen it. They put it like that on. I have seen it very recently. And unfortunately, the woman left before I can talk to her. She picked it up in salah, looked at it. Don't laugh, it's painful. Honestly, don't laugh at anyone, because I could be that person. And I'm not saying it to make fun of people. Maybe you don't do it, but I may do something different. I may do something different even more. But you know what? That tells me, I don't know what a masjid is, what is the house of Allah is, and what Quran is. That's what Ramadan should teach me. Come out of Ramadan and you have more. Have you glorified Allah way more? But you come and you do all this, what I just shared. And again, I have not done it in this masjid, but I've seen it in many places. Again, even in the haram. It's because my heart is not there yet. It's my heart who moves me. Let alone the imam is reading and I'm tired and I'm sitting in the back chit and chatting with my friends and letting my children roam around. And I'm not only bothering everybody, but my children also is bothering everybody. Why? Why? What did I get of it? So please, coming to Taraweeh, absolutely. Coming to the masjid, yes. Yes, there is a hadith, Salatul Mar'atu fi baytiha khayrun min salatiha fi masjidi hadha. He told the woman who came to him and says, I love your masjid and I love praying behind you. She said it to him, the wife of Al-Sa'idi. And he said, no, your salah in your corner better than your salah in the courtyard of your home. And the salah in your courtyard better than the salah in the masjid close to your home. He gave her like five options. Scholars will tell you, when we are living in this day and age, the only place that reminds me of Allah is the masjid. Number one. Number two, I go everywhere. Right? I go everywhere. I go shopping, I'm traveling, I visit my friends, I go to the coffee shop, I go everywhere. When it comes to the masjid, stay home. No. Because then I'm not connected with Allah. So yes, I am definitely coming to the masjid. But you come pleasing Allah, act pleasing Allah, leave, and you have left a footprint in that masjid that it will witness for you on the Day of Judgment. Think of it this way. Think of that every step I'm going to the masjid, Allah will reward me. And every good action I did in the masjid, Allah will reward me. And the masjid is not about me. I'm not the only one. And be generous. Don't talk because it's going to bother other people, not because I don't feel. More rewards. I'm going to give my place. I'm going to move a little bit. It's going to be a little bit discomfort, but it's okay. She's going to come in next to me. Allah will make the place bigger. That's the mentality. The mentality of taking care of the others. Shoes. Shoes. Find a way that you don't have the shoes. Unfortunately, this is one of the challenges we have because how our masjid is. May Allah reward everyone who built it. But let me figure out a way. I'm not going to put my shoes. And when I come, how I'm going to walk? How I'm going to walk? Then I'm going to figure out what. I put it in my purse. A lot of people put it in their purse. Bring a bag, put your shoes and put it in your purse. Then you don't have to worry about outside. You know what I'm saying? Literally, I beg everybody, every step in Ramadan, every breath, you're going to make it act of worship. Everything you do is for Allah, not only in the masjid, not only in your house, everywhere. And see what Allah will give you on the day of Eid. See what you will feel when they tell you tomorrow is Eid. You will be crying like a baby, because you don't know if you're going to continue this way after. So please do that. And I really mean it, because the effect of the masjid and the effect of Taraweeh is, I can't tell you. But unless I come with this. The next one is new Muslims. Ya Allah, what questions I got this week. Wallah, I say what Allah is going to ask me. Young woman came to me after Saturday, and she said, I'm the only Muslim in my house. 20, 21, not old. And she said, I live alone, but now I'm going to come and live with my mother for whatever the reason. And my mother is not a Muslim, and my mother is not very happy about me being Muslim, and there's going to be family coming, and all her family is going to come for a meal for lunch. What do I do? If I tell her I'm fasting, it's going to be a big issue. See what issues we have. Anybody in this room have this issue? Everybody will tell you, wake up for suhoor. Right? Everybody will tell you, wake up for suhoor, it's Ramadan. Everybody push you to obey Allah. What do you say to this woman? Right? Same question yesterday in the after the young professional. I was like, subhanAllah, what are you teaching me, Allah? Exactly the same question. And you know what she said? I wish I have a place just for this month, alone, so I can worship Allah the way I want to. Anybody in this room have this issue? No. So what do you say for the new Muslims? Because sometimes Ramadan for them is overwhelming. You're going to say, don't tell her, you have to come to Taraweeh, you have to finish Quran, you have to, one by one. Most important thing is you fast, train yourself on fasting. May Allah make it easy. You give her tips for making fasting easier. Do your salah on time. If you can come to the masjid, alhamdulillah. If you cannot come to the masjid, alhamdulillah. Do anything extra at your home. Make it easy. There are new Muslims, they are not you and me. Salah, she doesn't know much of the Quran. What is she going to do in Taraweeh? All these issues, we have no problem with that. And look at our siyam. When I read, when I Allah bring people to ask me this question, I say, why my salah is not the at least salah of the special, the siyam of the special? Why? I don't have any of these major obstacles. Major obstacles. So for the new Muslims, support them. If you know a new Muslim, absolutely support them. Reach out to them. Get them to your home. Break the fast with them. Maybe it's too much for some people, find it overwhelming to come to the masjid. You and me is fine. But for them, it's overwhelming. What is this? I don't know what to do. They are so worried to do something very opposite us. They are so worried of doing something, saying something that is not appropriate. Am I correct? Absolutely. Look at you and me. Masjid is my house. So really, it will be very nice. There's a huge new Muslim group here. Reach out to them. That will be one of the things you do when you're menstruating. Don't worry about it. Take care of that new Muslim. Bring them to your home. Bring her to the masjid. Help her, get her things for salah. Teach her how to read al-Fatiha. So for the new Muslims, what they do, whatever you can do, the two obligations you need to do is fasting. Unless fasting becomes, they are not used to it, it may make them sick. Then that's a different story. But don't push them to what I, like most of what I said with you, I'm not going to say it to a new Muslim. Unless they have been Muslim, they're not a new anymore. If they have been 10 years and alhamdulillah, Allah make them, kept them strong, alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Can a woman lead Taraweeh at home? Yes or no? Yes. Just a second, Bismillah. Yes. Categorically. Now you change your mind. You can't do that. You can't tell me yes and then you tell me no. Then you're not confident of your answer. Can she, as a principal, lead woman in salah? The answer is yes. Can she lead Taraweeh? Yes, if she is qualified. Because everybody, and again, that's one of the tricks of shaitan. Some people wants to lead. Why do you want to lead? Why do you want to lead? And you have to really dig inside you. I'm talking to myself before anyone. Is it so people say, oh, mashallah, she knows Quran. Oh, mashallah, she's a hafiza. That's not for Allah. That would be against me. But if you're the only one who's qualified, then you have to. You're the only one, not necessarily hafiza, but you are the only one who knows more Quran than anybody in that line, then yes, you do. And yes, you can. And it may be sometimes better to do it at home with the group if, again, the masjid is small or you have small children or I can't go, I don't have a car, whatever. Or simply, I focus more in the house. There's a lot of people say this. And if COVID taught us anything, taught us what? The beauty of Taraweeh alone in the house. We never thought about it. I'm sure you all said, no way I'm going to do this. I've never done it. But then when you did it, I don't know how many of you, I'm sure all of you have done it, bi-idhnillah. When you did it, especially if you did it alone, you open the mushaf in front of you and just start reading, it had a different feeling because it's harder. It's much harder to do it alone. Nobody is pushing you, no imam saying Allahu Akbar. So here you go. Taraweeh, you can do it at home? Yes. You can do it with your children? Yes. Can you lead the man? Most of the time, the answer is no. Absolutely no. Very few exceptions, and I'm not going to get to the exceptions. But in general, the answer is no. The man has to lead you. Right? The man leads you, and you follow. The man leads very short. He doesn't know a lot. Fine. Let him finish, and then you go to your room and read the whole Quran and make taraweeh. But you can do it? Yes, you can. Pregnancy and breastfeeding, I covered it, but I'm going to say just in case. Pregnancy and breastfeeding, like the person who gets sick in Ramadan. Can you do it or you cannot do it? If it is going to harm you, then you have to break your fast. If, because I get this all the time from my patient, but it's Ramadan. I was like, I know it is Ramadan. But it is hurting you. Then you are disobeying Allah if you're fasting. You obey Allah when you break your fast because He gave you the permission. Same thing with the breastfeeding. And then you can do it later on. The last question, I'm going to end up here. What about if Ramadan is going to come? How many of you still have days to make up for previous Ramadan? Right? Absolutely. Right? Everybody is like that. Right. So the scholars differ. What should she do? So everybody agreed you have to make it up after Ramadan. But should she pay money because she delayed it? They differ, walillah alhamd. Some say yes. Why didn't she make it up before? And some says, you know what? There is nothing says she has to make it up. That's actually Imam Abu Hanifa opinion. There's nothing said that she has to pay money, so we're not going to make her pay money. So it depends which school of thought. The last but not the least, which is the million-dollar question every year, after Ramadan, should I make up my fasting or do Shawwal? How many times you've heard this question? Every year. And the answer is? Oh, Bismillah. Now I have three fuqaha. One says combine. Who said combine? Ya Wayli. Did you see my answer? Ya Wayli, literally. Please don't listen to them. Think of it this way, and then you will understand the concept. Can you do sunnah with the fard salah? No. Why not? Because fard is fard. That's the same idea. You're making up the fasting of Ramadan. You're doing obligatory fasting. I can't combine it with the Shawwal. Shawwal is voluntary. Okay, so which one I do? Shawwal. Why? It depends. Don't give right away bullet answers. There is nothing. This is clear. It all depends. If you ask me, I'm going to say, how long is your cycle? You tell me it's 2 days. 2 days. Next. Is there any issue if you fasted 8 days of the month versus six? You're married, for example. You're going for vacation. You're getting married, right? You're having guests coming from overseas. You haven't seen them for years. You need to take into all this consideration. Is it going to be an issue if you're going to fast 8 days or you're going to fast 14 days, seven you're going to make up and six from Shawwal? If you say no, it's my choice, then I will say you start with your obligation and then you do Shawwal. I can't. For whatever the reason, then you do your Shawwal first. Why? Because Shawwal, they call it ibadatun muaqqata. It's limited to the time. Once Shawwal leave, I can't bring Shawwal again. So I do the Shawwal. Why it is highly recommended to fast Shawwal? Because you will be as you fasted the whole year. Al-hasana bi-ashrati amthaliha. Every good deed times 10. You did 30 of Ramadan, that's 30. And then you do 6 of Shawwal, that's 6. That's 36 days times 10, 360. So don't belittle Shawwal. You cannot fast the first day of the Eid. You'll be disobeying Allah. It's haram. These are the days we cannot fast. But second day, you can. Second, third day, whatever is. But also don't leave it. I see it. I was like, 5 days left from Shawwal. I haven't started. I'm sorry. It's too late. I can't make Shawwal 31. So think of it. Easiest way is to do it Monday, Thursdays. If you are not used to continuous, you can do 6 days together. You can do 2 days a week. And then every week, two. You do it the way you want. There's nothing special way of doing it. But definitely do your best to do it. Do your best unless there is really a reason for that. We're done with time. الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. Any question I haven't covered? Yes. Oh, the one you're in big trouble. Yes. بسم الله. I'm sorry, I didn't get your question. Bismillah. Let's say it one more time.
Okay, so I have 6 days in Shawwal that I can fast.
Okay.
Suppose that you have, for example, 8 days to make up your Ramadan.
طيب.
Okay. So suppose that I have 8 days with the Niyyah of
Shawwal. Okay.
But then after that, I was able to fast more during the year.
Okay.
Can I change my Niyyah and say the 8 days that I fasted during Shawwal? Consider them as the
Shawwal.
Uh-huh.
Is the question, everybody heard it? Everyone in this? What is the answer, Fuqaha? No? Why? Don't do this to me. If you say no, you need to stand up and tell me why. Bismillah, let her. She said it. Yeah, Bismillah. She can or she cannot? That's not the right answer. What is the right answer? You are right, she cannot. You are absolutely right. But the explanation is not right. Why? You cannot. Can you pray Dhuhr? You finished, right? And then you say, oh, this is not going to be. You finished, not a during. You finished. And you say, oh, I'm going to change it. Oh, I'm going to go to the masjid and I'm going to pray Dhuhr with the masjid. Can you do that? You can go to the masjid, but when you pray with the masjid, you're going to pray with the niyyah of extra. Because you're doing obligation. You have to really pay attention. Obligation is very different than the extras. Extras, I can fast Monday. I can make it Monday, Shawwal, and I can make it any other reason for fasting. Let's say the Monday was... Well, it can be Shawwal. Let's say I can Ayyamul Bidh, Jazakillahu Khair. Exactly. So the 13, 14, 15, and it is Shawwal and it is Monday. Can I do that? Yes, you can multiply the niyyah for the non-obligatory. But once you do the obligatory, you cannot. That's why scholars said, if you think you cannot finish the 15 days, start with Shawwal. Because Shawwal is the time limited. And Sayyidah Aisha used to make up her fasting in Sha'ban. But I don't recommend this because what happens is what everybody is going through panic. How much left from Sha'ban and I'm not supposed to fast after the last 2 weeks of Sha'ban? I said, yeah, you know all this, so why didn't you make it up earlier? What can I do? Right? So you can change farb to sunnah and you cannot combine it. Okay, clear everybody? الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا جزاكم الله خير. Couple of announcements for everybody. The first